This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Microphone today.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yep, Simon might be in. He did give me a phone call and it was interesting. He did say that he was a chaplain.
Going to be all right this morning.
Preaches the gospel.
Yeah, he went to the school.
He was just looking.
Okay, good morning. This is From the Fringes. My name is Jack Geelan. We're a program about alternative provocative views. Jenny Puamanuka is here and the wonderful Rod.
Hi, Jenny and Jack.
Now, you may ask, why have I got the white hat on? I'm a white fish watchman. That's a Christian. What is the word, the Greek word for Christian? It's. Means fish, you know.
Christian.
Now we've had the
Pisces.
Yep. The untouchable dame, Jules, has died at 68. But I'm the Blue Knight Geelan.
Jules Top, eh?
Yeah.
Because I'm friends with Jacinda.
I remember them from the 70s.
And she put it up.
She was a musician, also a comedian, and an activist.
She was my childhood. If you grew up in the 90s, you would know. You would just know. She's like Susie Cato.
She calls herself Dame, but I'm going to call myself the Blue Knight Jack Geelan. You know? And interesting that I need to be a musician, I need to be a comedian and an activist too to promote what I'm doing. Now, would you vote for a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? This is a question that was put by the Labour Party. It's a lot of people felt it wasn't appropriate, but I think it was good because it gets people thinking.
Well, Jack, in New Zealand terms, it should be a mower and the rat, the curie. So should we have a mower the size of a rat, a curie, or should a rat be the size of a mower? Which would you prefer?
Girl, I don't
right.
know. Make up your own mind.
But on Friday,
I'm paying your bills.
We were at that meeting at Waimarie, you know, the community meeting, and there was someone from the Electoral Commission. Our communities need our vote. Who are you voting for? My whānau, my tamariki, my community, Māori,
my renter,
homeless people,
teachers,
people with
nurses,
disabilities, my LGBTQ friends,
it's
firefighters.
Dame.
Get a kazi to tell a kazi and enroll everyone you know.
I kind of don't want to vote for anybody because Jacinda's gone.
And you ran those two words together. It's all firemen, Jack, just not the Dame ones.
So it was good.
There's going to be another wave of junta virus.
They are encouraging everyone to vote. So we're not just getting a class system where it's just the rich.
I don't trust that bald-headed monkey to save us from junta virus.
Well, Jack, it's interesting. We talked about sovereigns this morning, and on Māori land, a sovereign is able to drive around with a car without a number plate. And it's a bit difficult when you come into the city for your putting your registration into the parking meter if you have no number plate.
Mm. Now, Move On Law may breach Bill of Rights. I consider the effect of the bill in this respect is overbroad. That is, it impairs rights more than reasonably necessary by creating an unacceptable risk of a move on order that is an unjustified limit on the right to freedom of movement, he concluded.
I was walking my neighbour's dog around our local park, and there was a homeless man there, and he told both me and the dog to F off.
Well, Jack,
I think National, for all they're not worth, they're kind of onto something there.
Well, Jack, I went into town.
If they misbehave, they did, like, you know, they do deserve to be corrected because they need to be reasonable citizens. But this is the dilemma with the voting. With the voting, if you've got 30% that are paying rates and own the homes and they're the rich and they're corporates, they're going to have control of everything. and you're going to have a rich ruling class, but the underclass won't vote and the underclass will be in the dark. So we must teach them to be reasonable citizens.
I should put the roll to vote link up on my Facebook.
Well, Jack, I sat with Jeff and Roger in the public area watching the last grants for the triennium for the Trust Waikato, and they about $1 million was given out in grants. Anyway, I said to Jeff on the way there, there was a guy, a homeless guy, that had a sign, and I could just read Be Kind or something on a sign sitting outside the warehouse. And I
asking
said,
for money,
And I said to Jeff, I said, well, why don't we have a little cycle at each bus stop and outside every library, so you can cycle for a few minutes and get yourself a bus ticket, or you can cycle and pay off your library fines. Because there are people that don't even have 10 cents to rub together. How do we in the city allow a person to be part of the city if we don't have a mechanism where they can use their energy? And begging is the only thing left. So we need to bring in something like cycling.
I paid a beggar yesterday. I think they should be allowed to beg.
Yeah, because they become like street prophets. They make us aware of poverty and what the system's not doing and looking after people on the streets and this sort of thing.
We have brought this up, Jenny and Jack, before. Remember the beggar that was a great philosopher and the Roman Empire came and asked him, I'll give you anything you want. And the beggar said, can you just stand to the side? You're standing in my sunlight.
This is why we need Labor to get real traction and get policies together and work together. And by the way, I've got another independent who's willing to stand, and I'm going to be meeting him on Friday at 10 o'clock.
We'll ask him this question. I asked my wife this question. What's saying New Zealand First gets enough votes that they can bring the Māori Party and the Greens in and rule? Because all we are looking at is good ministers. That's all they need in a coalition agreement supply. But you imagine the brilliance, and that's the same thing with independents. Who is going to do what ministerial role, Jack?
And I was talking to him about restoring families, you know what I mean, with all the family alienation and everything else going on. And he also agreed with me on the need for a real constitution in this country, because we haven't got an entrenched constitution, a Bill of Rights.
I talked to Simon, he gave me a phone call, and his kids are 18 and they're back. And he was just in that last 5 years before he retires. And it was an interesting time.
He has a daughter?
Yes, he has a daughter, and I think he has a son as well.
No.
So I was a bit concerned about Riti Mohia doesn't get the benefit, and he claims to be a sovereign. So there's a lot of division in this nation. There's people who are on the street who can't get the benefit. It's shocking.
Well, I said to Jeff at the Well Energy Trust public forum before the meeting started, I said that it started with the treaty, and then the partnerships built all the electrical generations with dams and all the wires. Then the government decided to chop up all of the wiring, and our area got the wires bit here, and it's owned by those that have an electricity bill. And so Jeff was a fan of just giving the money back to those that have an electricity bill, and I sort of thought it was a little bit wider than that, because the whole of Hamilton City, Waipa, and district of Waikato district, everybody benefits from electricity.
So the sooner we elevate the status of all people, the sooner we get a real constitution, and the sooner we make it you have to vote, the better. Because we're going into class distinction in this country, and it's just not right. We need to elevate the status of all people. Everybody should become a responsible citizen like Australia. Now, I went along to the interfaith workshop on Saturday, and we talked about social cohesion and anti-discrimination. I did say to one Muslim there that I don't like jihadists, because I don't want to be blowing up myself, you know what I mean? But we talked about all faiths kind of working in together and looking for the commonality of all faith, universality of the golden rule. We have committed the golden rule to memory. Let us now commit it to life. So we had Baha'i faith people there. There lay not on any soul a load that you would not wish to be laid upon you. Buddhism, hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Confucianism, surely it is the maxim of loving kindness towards everyone. Yeah, so I found it an interesting meeting, and I had a talk to Bishop Richards there, and I said, I like Pope Francis, you know, because he was an honest man and he tried to resolve the gay issues by saying, you can be gay so long as you don't practice, you know. And
is he a homo, sir?
But that's the same as heterosexuals, Jack. No sex before marriage and no sex outside of marriage.
But he said as a bishop...
The Pope's onto something.
He said that Pope Francis was always throwing grenades, but I think he said that tongue-in-cheek.
I don't know what the beef is between gay people and the Catholic Church.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I don't know what the beef is between the church and trans people, because nowhere in the Bible does it state you can't change your gender.
But what Jack's talking about, if we're discussing that for half the radio show, we're not talking about the guy that you gave some money to and the guy that's got his sign outside of the warehouse with kind on it.
Yeah.
Because we need to focus on everyone being elevated. Like you said, every soul has the station equal. And then what's the obligation for someone who does have a sign that says kind on it outside the warehouse?
That's right.
And that's the other question. What happens if someone has a gambling addiction and so every money that goes to them goes straight into the pokie machines? Because there are addictive personalities out there, and there are things that mean that that person goes back to ground zero and they get a dollar and then they're back again because they put it into a pokie machine. So the government's got responsibility with the gambling industry. So that's the first place we should look at.
I was at an AA meeting yesterday, and it was wonderful to see how they talk about your higher power and making conscious contact with God and one day at a time, this sort of thing, and how they were helping other people. Because I'm looking to apply this 12-point process of life to my games, because I met with an IT engineer on Saturday, and I'm putting together a telehealth system training call centre personnel. And that's why we want people trained in the 12 ambassador functionaries as buddy supporters, able to connect with people and practice suicide first aid. But I've been told that I can have a chat bot, but we need to have personal hands-on personnel, people who are trained, so we can teach family advocacy, be there for people, and practice suicide first aid.
So Jack, what if we had a situation where instead of it being compulsory voting like Australia, because I'm a fan that every mum has all the proxy votes of her children in New Zealand, and Jenny's saying, yeah, I want how many votes? 2 or 3 more extra. But Jack, what if everyone had to go and have a religious service in New Zealand? Doesn't matter what it is, but you can't just not observe. I mean, these are questions, because personally, that has a gambling addiction, they're not tithing. And if they're not tithing, where do they get their salvation from?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, they need to be committed to the good of mankind, and they need to have a purpose and meaning in life.
So you went along to that representation from all of the clergies and stuff.
Yeah.
But underneath that, people need to be able to go and attend those things, because you're super motivated, super spiritual to go there.
Yeah.
But how do we get someone that's got kind? Who's welcoming that person along so that they can raise the station?
Cooperate with their higher power, their conscience, and
that's a
contribute towards being kind to people.
And that's a government role, Jack, because one of the things is the government's tax system should be encouraging. So you imagine if everyone got their DPB, their social welfare, their retirement income, but they actually had to go to a religious service to get it. And if they want to hang out, though, like sovereigns, they don't get a single cent. You can be a sovereign, but the point being is if you want to partake in that, there's
I'm friends
civil.
With the Waka Meaning of the Māori sovereigns, right?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they all get the benefit if they want it.
What was his name again, Jack?
I can't mention his name, but okay, anyway, he's a genuine
podcast
sovereign,
and you'll hear it.
But this is where you were saying that if you go to the circus, you have to pay your way, and so in society, you need to pay your taxes. And
yeah, like if you're in the movie theatre and you've
the
paid
to watch,
I'm
going to pay their taxes.
Yeah, and
they
the
get
ushers
the pension.
Chasing
come
someone
on.
That's come in the exit door, then it's interrupting the movie, and that's the thing. But with regards to sovereigns in New Zealand, they then have Māori land out of 66 million acres, 5 million hasn't been ceded crown, but that's where solar system jurisprudence comes in, Jack, because we are all sovereigns within the solar system. And if we think of that, and then we create legal constructs
that's
from
brilliant,
that,
right? Yeah, that's right. Participate in democracy and so forth. Anyway, I shared a prayer station idea, like with a lot of the churches, because they're celebrating Pentecost. So this is my prayer station idea, a place where even when we go down to Vinnie's, people can come to us for legal advice. Also being Christ-centered, becoming Spirit-filled. Where do you speak in tongues, or the Christ-filled life is the Spirit-filled life? Okay, as a servant leader, teaching all Christians to be servant leaders. So we could have these prayer stations in different churches and different places where we meet. We can give legal advice. We can be Christ-centered. We can be servant leaders. And people can get prayer for healing and personal needs.
Well, Jack Charles, who has his tent down at Vinnie's, he yep. did the prayer last week, because I very much like when you say the prayer before eating.
Yes.
But Charles was given that position. And the week before that, Charles wants to know where his tent is going to go. And I said, if there is a secure area where you put your tent and it's $10 a week and no one can get into it, and then outside that it's $1 a week and then $10 a week, and it gradually creates smaller communities, but it's about security. So now Charles is saying the prayer down there, and so this person is being elevated, Jack, down at Vinnie's. So we've already got the microcosm of the future.
Yeah. So to me, it's a no-brainer to have prayer stations, because they were talking about prayer stations, and you go to a different station to pray for the persecuted Christians here and then pray for the church over there. But there's no enabling. Unless you have a prayer station and you pray over people and you pray for their physical needs and you get a commitment from them to become servant leaders and to become transformed, what's the point? You know, I've even go into church unless you're being enabled to exercise your gifts, to be prayed over and to be prepared for ministry.
Here's a point, Jack. There was a working bee for the Theosophical Society, so had the weed ear out and lopped off a few little weeds. That's why my shoes are like that, was working hard in the volunteer thing there, Jenny. And it was a potluck dinner. So everyone bought a potluck dinner along.
Wow.
And so if everyone comes to a prayer session and it's potluck dinner with a little bit of service, Jack, everyone gets fed.
And then everyone becomes a priest, a headship believer and counterpart bride, a school chaplain offering pastoral care. So you're actually training Christians, okay? And you're also promoting Christ over everything and saying, register for the election. So everybody becomes a responsible citizen.
Register to vote bollards out.
Okay, I'm going to walk in Jerusalem, talk in Jerusalem, be in Jerusalem, sing
why?
Jerusalem.
Why do we do this every
way
time?
Up high in Jerusalem.
This is not a
see
karaoke
the King
session.
Of glory with
every
the saints who are
time.
Holy. In clouds of light tells
fail.
A story, caught up in Jerusalem. So we're dealing with the whitefish watchman here today, and we're talking about the white onyx pearl Issachar Matthew Celestial Man as a white humanitarian moderator, reconciling conflict, healing divisions, encouraging diplomacy. Yep. New creation Issacharites. The symbol is the ass or the donkey. A self-sacrificial burden bearer, visionaries, astronomers, scientists, humanitarians, social justice advocates, peacemakers. Yeah. And I also found this song here, Heaven's Here on Earth by Tracy Chapman. You can look to the stars.
Baby, I don't have your number.
Yeah, in search of the answer, look for God and life on distant planets.
Now that's some have your faith I subscribe
in
to.
The ever after, while each of us holds inside the map to the labyrinth, heavens here on earth. We are born inside the gates with the power to create life and to take it away. The world is our temple. The world is our church. Heaven's here on earth. I like that idea. Not just going away to float on a planet somewhere, but bringing Christ into the real world.
Give me one reason to stay here.
She's a pretty good singer.
And I'll
pretty
turn
cool
right
singer.
Back around.
Now, we went along to the Theosophical meeting and they were discussing the appeal that's coming up. And what I did like about the appeal is that it has three judges, not just one judge saying the Constitution say it all belongs to him.
Civil court.
Oh, yeah, High Court, you know.
I had no idea. I should go around more often.
You're a member, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
But
and they
anyway,
wanted my son to be a member too.
Rod brought out the wonderful ideas of solar system jurisprudence operates almost like a constitutional bridge between the metaphysical cosmology of the secret doctrine and the ethical civilizational program of the Baha'i faith. Theosophy, cosmological layer, and Blavatsky's framework, the universe evolves through cycles. Consciousness evolves through matter. Humanity develops across immense epochs. Solar system jurisprudence aligns with this by treating energy, gravity, entropy, planetary systems, and biological evolution as lawful constraints upon civilization.
Well, Jack, Arun asked the question. He mentioned about the Baha'i faith, and I read the two books that Blavatsky had written, the two volumes. I sped read them while we're having our 10-minute talks around the circle, and Arun said, how do you do speed reading? And I said, well, once you sleep on it, it's all locked in there. Your eye works it all out. So anyway, I wrote that after I had read that book, I sent it to you and Arun just because I was interested in myself. He asked the question, and so that was the link. And then I brought my doctoral work in with regards to solar system jurisprudence and put the three together to help understand for me to where the Theosophy sits relative to monotheism
and
religion.
Workshop, I said that spirituality wasn't for sale, that I was president for a little while of the Theosophical Society, and we didn't like our Auckland office stealing our lodge here in Hamilton because it's in our
just
name.
Just a bunch of thieves.
Yeah, it was wonderful having you as the president, Jack, because you bought in who you are.
Are you the president now since Timmy passed?
No, I was for a wee while.
We've got a special general meeting coming up, Jenny, so you must come along to that. We are looking for you as
the ladies want to meet Kenny Papa.
We want to vote bring this man
3-year-old
in,
again.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's about the nucleus. That's one of the first principles, is the nucleus of the Brotherhood, Jack.
So this week has been really action-packed, not only with the interfaith meeting, but meeting my IT engineer and prayer station idea, Theosophical meeting. I also shared with couples event up at the Catholic Church for families. And there were Filipino men who had been, unfortunately, on drugs when they were in the Philippines, and some who had contracts with some of the businesses as working in a gang.
Have they brought that back over to New Zealand? The addiction or the connection to the gangs, Jack?
Well, they were sort of sharing these testimonies, you know, and I went along as a Christian because I have a child, but although I'm separated, and I was learning all about, you know, faith and repentance, and it was really good. But I had to say to them that when you become a Paulinite and focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not just following Jesus, you're fully committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you look at, say, Romans 10, verse 2, it says, being ignorant of the righteousness of God, they seek to establish and their own righteousness and do not submit to the righteousness of Christ. And then they brought out this verse, faith without works is dead. But that's before man. But before God, you can only be put right through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So it was wonderful. We had a beautiful meal there, and I was able to sit with the men and share some of my solutions to the problems. And I was talking about going prostrate before the Lord Jesus Christ, and that was my answers to some of the dilemmas I was going through in life. But I could actually see sort of a balance between the sacraments of the Catholic Church and being a Paulinite, where you fully surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, Peter, your son, obviously has Filipino mother tongue and obviously some Dutch background from you. So he has to carry the unity of humanity, and it was great that you went along. Did Peter go along with you?
No, he didn't.
It was a little
along.
Bit tough conversation. But as I said to those boys from the Philippines who have issues with their background in the Philippines, it's good to see you there, Jack, and giving them a bridge to integrate. Because one of the things Albert always talked about when he was on the radio was righteousness, Jack. You mentioned righteousness.
Yes.
When you quoted the Bible just then.
That's right. So with the Move On laws, the government is responsible to provide shelters. Let's teach the lower class to be responsible citizens.
What about the upper class, Jack? Can we teach them to be responsible citizens as well?
Yeah, they ought to be paying more tax.
Well, they should vote.
Capital gains
they
tax.
They should vote for progressive tax. And if they're not, well, be kind.
Good on you, Hipkins. You're coming forward a lot more because the high cost of living and the growth in the economy that's needed, the joblessness. We need a change in this country.
New Zealand First gets enough votes and brings the Māori into coalition with the Greens Party, Jack? We did mention that before, and run a minority government, leaving Labour and National
with
out.
Te Pāti Māori before.
Yes, yeah. They have. They had
back
candidates.
In the days of Cindy.
But we're looking at coalition talks because that would be quite an interesting government, Jack, and
that
it's a possibility.
Be. And we're looking at standing as independents.
Yes.
And I'm already finding people who are interested. I've got someone from Hamilton West, and I'm meeting him on Friday, so that's good. People before profit, communities over fear, water and housing essentials, peaceful civic responsibility, seeking justice, accountability, community well-being. We can't have a community that's divided off, homeless and misbehaving on the street. We need to teach them to become responsible citizens, as we've been saying. Also, kaitiakitanga, guardianship, care for the vulnerable. And also, Jubilee constitutional marshals, luminary Melchizedeki and King Priest, promoting the Seven Mountains, Christ over economy, business, media, arts, family, religion, council, and government.
Yes, the glory of God, Jack. That's it. Tino Pai Te Atua.
The glory of God. So don't forget, do start up the prayer stations, all you ministers out there and all you priests of the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer station, you can get legal advice, being Christ-centered, become spirit-filled, speak in tongues as a servant leader, get prayer for healing and personal needs. We need to be praying over everyone in society. Yeah, become a priest, headship believers, counterpart bride, a school chaplain, offering pastoral care, register for the elections. And that includes sovereigns and everyone. We need to all be involved in the elections, don't we? And the Theosophical Society, we've got this appeal happening. But this is all cut and thrust, isn't it?
Yeah, but it still requires $7,000 or $8,000, and I think there was a King's Council. I think $10,000 if it won, and $50,000 if you lost. So that's the price of law, Jack. If at the highest level, there's about 20 King's Councils in New Zealand.
Yeah, and we need to raise up practitioners there for everyone, a professional worker against the systemic discrimination. So we all need to be advocates, don't we? Family advocates. We all need to be concerned about our brothers and sisters out there, and a massive division between the rich and the poor. It's time for a change in this country. We've been living in hell for too long for the last 3 years.
If you don't vote Luxon out, Happy Meals will be $10.
Happy Meals.
Yeah, I bought my son a Happy Meal yesterday.
Yeah.
$10.
Well, they found out the most expensive thing were raisins, gone up the most, just and butter was behind that.
Thank God, the reason was Turkey had a
bad grape season, and that's why there was fewer grapes and
come on,
fewer raisins.
People, register to vote. Come on, people.
$10
for his nuggies. But that's when a pound of butter.
Let's start changing our society
around.
We should all be protesting. From the fringes for another week. Thank you for listening to our show, and do register to vote and do become an ambassador functionary and change the world around you.
Bye-bye for another week.
Thanks, Jack and Jenny.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.